Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long, and on our talk and text line from the Are You Serious Radio Network, Blake Ruffino. Blake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, I know with the kiddo and everything, man, Merry Christmas to you and your family, brother.
Y'all too. Merry Christmas. Just sitting here making a roux. I hope it comes out good.
Man, you can tell. Yeah, you listening to country radio here, man, when you're talking about making a roux. That's pretty good. Blake.
We got the roux, sir, and we got people coming over, Mike, later on, so hopefully I don't burn the house down.
There you go. That's the saving grace with it not this time of year. Blake, one of the things, you can see, man, this means much more to Houston than it does to LSU in the Houston Bowl. Yes. We had Willie Fritz on, and, man, I heard it in his voice, you know, because he's the one who really kind of came up with the idea of this Tulane Tuesday stuff. And we started with Willie, and it went into with Coach Summerall also. But when he talked about getting to 10 wins, I told Bob at that point, man, I know he's got that focused up, that he wants to get to 10 wins. And this is a real interesting look at kind of – this is a dress rehearsal for Lane Kiffin, that maybe he's got an idea about the players that he would want to keep on this team. But maybe that's a player or two or three here that – says, you know what, man, and I'm going to show Coach Kiffin exactly what I got in this bowl game. Give us a couple, three players you think might be those guys that kind of really show up big in the Houston Bowl.
Yeah, I think they really, Mike, from what I understand, want to get Trey Daz Green involved in this. You know, Mike, they had three athletes on football, the third that they're waiting to announce from what I've been told. On this Nike deal, obviously, was DJ Pickett, Trey Daz Green. And I would venture to say maybe, a running back, when we'll see how that goes along with him being one of those. So Mike, I think Trey Daz Green offensively and Harlan Berry is who they want to get really moving here. Mike, I've heard a lot about Theron Francis during this process along with Phillip Wright. I do think that they feel as if that they got pieces and can rebuild through the portal to some extent with everything that got coming in defensively. I really think they just want to see some of the young pieces that they have offensively and what they have there and some of these young offensive linemen to see what they got. You know, Mike, with Kerryus Kern going out, what do you have with Tyree Adams and maybe Ori Williams? What do you do with Weston Davis? So, Mike, I really think that in the evaluation, I'm going to say Ori Williams and probably Harlan Berry along with Trey Daz Green, because I thought Ori played really well down the stretch. And I think, Mike, we got to know where we're going in the portal. Can he play right tackle? I thought midway through that Bama game on, before he came out for a couple of series, Mike, he played really well. He gave up one pressure and over 100 snaps down the stretch. So if he can get this thing moving – you know, that's another guy that you just don't have to go in the portal for. And so I think that right tackle spot, whether you want to say Weston Davis or Ori Williams, but I'm going to say on the offensive side of the football because I feel like I know what I'm getting defensively.
Everybody's brought it up to me. Can they keep DJ Pickett? Because you saw as a freshman. He didn't play like no freshman. I mean, all I know is that guy, he's a man out on that field. And he's such an intimidating presence because of his size. But he's so quick in the hips, and his ability to adjust to a pass is so impressive. That has got to be also a huge priority for Lane Kiffin and his staff to keep DJ Pickett.
Without a doubt, and Mike, like I just mentioned, I mean that Nike deal. I mean, from what I understand, going exclusively through LSU in it to get that. And look, I think retaining Corey Raymond's a big deal, Mike. I've made this argument on our show. I think coming back right now, which can obviously change through the portal, I think right now you can make the argument that that corner room might be your most overall talented from what you have coming in with Haven Finney, with DJ Pickett. And, Mike, I think PJ Woodland played really well this season. And so you have Mansoor Delane leaving, which he's a 5 out of 5 All-American. You know, he was on the first team on all 5 of them. But I still feel like that you've been very good there. They've done everything that they needed to do, obviously, in keeping Corey Raymond. But, Mike, you know what rules today, and that being finances. Yep. And, you know, that's what they've been able to do. But he was so great down the stretch. And Mike, I mean, there was a game that Mansoor Delane didn't play. There was a 2 series in the Oklahoma game he didn't play, and they came away with 2 picks. So I think that corner room, you know, Corey coming back was a massive deal here. And, Mike, I think that room's going to be really good. The question is, you know, does Jakeem Jackson, you know, some things that he did down the stretch too, can he kind of step up into maybe a third role, move PJ around a little bit? It all really depends. But I think that they have such a great room overall, led by, as you mentioned, DJ Pickett, who played phenomenally last year. And Mike, let me add this. I'm sorry. Let me add this. Did you notice, and this is just something that we'll talk about in the offseason, 15 plays versus Clemson, then 20 plays, then 25 plays, then 35 plays, then 45 plays when you got into Ole Miss. It's crazy how quickly that he rose when every single week his snaps got deeper, right? Mike, he only played 15 snaps against Clemson, or 17, whatever it was, and it just kept getting bigger. So they worked him in, and I think that was the best thing, and you held it down during that stretch too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the things that's been brought up, and I'll ask your opinion on it, the two high-target guys for Lane Kiffin and the staff at LSU, and I hear it every day, Trinidad Chambliss. Now, he got to get the NCAA to give him an extra year of eligibility at quarterback.
Right.
And then Kawan Lacy, the hammer, so to speak, for Ole Miss as a runner. And, you know, dual running back sets, man, that's all over college football today. You could find a place for enough carries for Lacy and Harlan Berry if that becomes the deal. Do you think those are really the two guys right off the bat? That's who Lane Kiffin wants to get on this team?
Without a doubt. And especially with Chambliss and how much he's pushing publicly. Mike, he came out there again today and talking about him getting his waiver for that 6 year of eligibility. I mean, look, I know that they've talked to Sam Levitt. I know that they've talked to DJ Lagway. I know they've talked to Sornsby. But, Mike, why is he out? I mean, listen, I don't think Lane's a difficult understanding guy. I think he does. He beats by his own drum. But at the same time, I mean, I know that that's the kid that came to him and they had a lot of success. But he's really pounding the table there. If he didn't feel like that Trinidad Chambliss, or if he felt like Trinidad Chambliss was going to stay at Ole Miss, why would he do that? That's my thought. I mean, I think the writing's on the wall there for me. I think he'd take him in a heartbeat based off of what he's just done, and he already knows his system. You bring up the running back situation. So, Mike, very quickly on quarterback, they talked about five guys, obviously Chambliss being in there. Sorensby, Messemaker, not really so much on Messemaker, though. Levitt and Lagway. And obviously, I think that they, you know, they got to go for multiple ones of them. And I think Chambliss, if he gets that eligibility, would be a part of that. Mike, I was told about this Harlan Berry thing with Kawan Lacy that the Berry family is not, quote unquote, scared of competition. And that's not going to be the end all be all. I think the conversation that Lane had with them, from what I understand, is, hey, I was the offensive coordinator when a guy named Reggie Bush won the Heisman, and Lindell White had a lot of carries too. And so I think that utilizing him in different situations, like out of the slot, catching the football, and things like that have been a big deal in these conversations. You know, Mike, Kevin Smith got in that building, and I was told 45 minutes later he was sitting in front of the Berry family along with Lane and Billy Glasscock. So I think you've got to do everything humanly possible to hold on to him. But at the same time, Mike, you talk about Kawan Lacy. You got to get a physical running game going, which is lacked Brian Kelly teams the last 2 years. And you got to get that hammer, man. You really do. And listen, name a team that doesn't have that feature in the playoffs. You can say Bama doesn't run the football, but Hill is 245 pounds and can go downhill. Oregon's having two running for 220 yards a game. Georgia's got it. These teams can get downhill quickly. So that's the part where, Mike, I just feel like that you've got to have, and he's got to be a part of that addition. That would be the two. But, Mike, I would add on to this. Winnie Watkins, the cousin of Sammy Watkins, who's a freshman at Ole Miss, who they love. I would also expect that name to, you know, be watching that name out for the portal. And I would think that matriculates pretty quickly with LSU if he does.
Offensive line, because that's – you and I have talked about this the last 2 years. Even when they had four guys get drafted in the NFL, it wasn't that great. And, you know, they can't run the football. That has got to be, to me, once you get past, I find my quarterback, I find my running back, I'll probably get me that receiver. Offensive line has got to be the focus for this football team to rebuild for 2026 because, man, they were soft as cotton up front. No push at all. And that is an area where I wouldn't say Ole Miss has been great at, but they've been good at. And it's not these four- and five-star guys like LSU has hauled out. They've made it work with guys that are a lot less highly recruited than what the Tigers had.
Well, Mike, they lead the SEC, meaning Ole Miss, the last 6 years in the Lane Kiffin and rushing. And when we talk about that, let's talk about the teams that were part of that. Bama in 2020, both years with Georgia, who ran the ball on anybody and no one stopped them. We talk about all of those teams, okay, and they have been the team that led the SEC in rushing, like you talked about. What they've done elite at, and I will throw that word out, Mike, at evaluating inner guard play to really get downhill. That is what they've done a really good job of, and you're right. They're going to have to replace, and they're going to have to land on that interior offensive line. If Terrius Kern leaves, Cohen Echols says he's going to leave, fine, leave. There's nothing if you can do that. I think Terrius Kern, you got to get him to stay personally. But, Mike, they got to go get interior offensive line play because that has plagued you so much. You have not been able to get push in the interior. I mean, they're just like, Mike, even if those guys were to stay, they're going to go have to get three offensive linemen at minimum. It seems like Braylon Moore is going to stay. But even in that, like, I mean, Mike, what are you going to do at right tackle? So you might even have to go to a fourth. And we're not even talking about depth pieces and other guys hitting the portal. I mean, that room's going to have to be completely, you know, washed away and moved. You know, I remember this story about Tyler Steen and Mike, me and, you know, I'm sure you remember about when he was leaving Vandy and then he goes to Alabama instead of LSU. Well, it was Eric Wolford that was able to land him there too. Going out and getting and being a massive part of the recruitment for guys that are currently on the offensive line for Bama that actually stayed post-Saban. So they're going to have to recruit. And Mike, I think it's going to take some time, but they got to go in that interior. And I don't know, you know, there's not a lot of big fellas that go in there that can play at a high caliber. But when they do, you got to land because Ohio State did it and they got a Remington Award winner out of it.
Got to build from the inside out. That's the way I look at it. You got to build it from the inside out. Other teams have done it and had great success. Blake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always enjoy your commentary and stuff. And, brother, again, Merry Christmas and happy holidays if I don't see you for New Year's, my man.
You too. You too, Mike. Merry Christmas. Y'all have a great day.
All righty. Blake Ruffino from the Are You Serious Sport Network. And, man, one thing for got to say about Lane Kiffin, he's be giving us a lot of content in early January with the portal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.